Look, there's kids on the swing on that one and football players on that one.
What?
On those meters.
There's paintings on the meters?
Yeah, there's kids on a swing on ours, and on the one next to us, there's a football game going on.
Oh. You want to sing the theme song?
Is it playing?
Yeah.
Oh. One, two, three, four. Every night at the movies, we fall in love.
It feels so awesome. It's like we're on drugs.
So go get our seats.
Okay, I'm going in.
Tomorrow night, we're going to do it again. Yeah.
Every night at the movies, we fall in love. Howdy, folks. Welcome to another, the first 2015 edition of Every Night at the Movies, We Fall in Love. And tonight we saw...
Frederick Wiseman.
We saw him, the director?
We saw his movie, his newest movie called the National Gallery.
Called National Gallery. And spontaneously say what you told me already on the walk to the car.
At first, I thought I wasn't going to make it because I was so tired. I couldn't hold my head up, but I wasn't falling asleep. So I was like, this is going to be a repeat of the turn first, only worse, because I'm not going to fall asleep. I'm just going to be sitting here like... in this uncomfortable chair for 3 hours.
I thought you fell asleep for Turn Horse.
I did, but I didn't fall asleep for this.
Was Turn Horse 3 hours?
I don't know.
Did this feel like 3 hours to you?
Yeah.
But you, what was the thing that you said about it?
But then I got into it.
Yeah, so what was it that you got into? What part did you notice you were into?
Let's see. I think it was when they were showing that one. I forgot which painter it was, but it was like a painting of a horse.
Yeah.
Behind it, going the other way.
I think they were saying that was Rembrandt, that he had like painted over a painting, like he just turned it to the side and redid a portrait for this guy.
Yeah.
And it was like commissioned, so it was like very rare that you would like recycle a canvas.
Yeah.
For
and like the earlier restorer had like made a mistake and used part of the original painting in.
Yeah.
That painting.
Yeah, the like they painting. Were uncovering stuff and thought that it was part of the main painting, but actually it was the earlier painting that they didn't know about because they didn't have like x-rays back then.
Yeah, so it was, that was interesting
that
to me.
That was fascinating, I thought.
And that's when I first noticed myself getting into it.
Cool, yeah. That was part of, that was the other interesting part about that guy, what he was, it was weird that like those two guys were Americans, the two like restorers, or they seem to be.
I thought a lot of people looked American, so they actually were American.
Those two guys were American. Him and the guy that was like talking about like the shadow on the frame and everything like that. They were both American. I'm not gonna go here. This is fucking bullshit.
Okay.
The guy. They were both talking to the women about doing the retouches. And they were saying how, like, nowadays the policy on retouches is to put a varnish over it so that any retouches that you do can be undone by, like, future generations.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, sorry, go. Jesus fucking Christ, this fucking shithole. Okay, so anyway, I don't remember what I was talking about.
You're talking about how they put a varnish over it, so any future...
Yeah, because restore. Of, like, people, they've learned from the past mistakes or whatever, and so that part was really fascinating to me.
Yeah.
And then I think that the other part that I really loved was the frame maker.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, the wooden guy?
Yeah.
With all of the tools?
Yeah.
The wood tools?
That was my favorite part.
I like that part, too.
And I was looking forward to that, and there's a few different sequences. I love in Wiseman's movies whenever there's people just quietly doing their work.
Yeah.
Like, it's in almost all of his movies, but I knew that there was going to be something really great here with that. And there's a couple different sequences. There's a woman, like, you know, refurbishing a painting. There's, like, the guy...
With the water?
There's
or
the
not,
guys,
or
like,
the...
I don't know what she was
using. It wasn't water, but it was, like, vinegar or something.
Something like that. And then there was the guy who was... what am I trying to say? Oh, all the different guys just, like, cleaning and dusting and buffing the floors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just loved, like, seeing people at work, like, quietly concentrating on it and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't like the dancers at the end.
You didn't like the dancers at the end?
Did you?
I didn't mind it. It was fine. I don't think there was anything about this movie that I disliked, you know? Like, even, like, the, oh, well, I didn't like that woman's poem. It was ridiculous.
That was horrible.
But the stuff that she said afterwards was really interesting, you know what I mean?
How could such a bad poem get into a movie?
Well, he's a very humorous guy. I think he sort of liked the ridiculousness of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also the fact that she was saying such, like, a profound thing after such a ridiculous poem is also, like, the comment I think that he was, like, including in there. But some of the interviews I was loving, he, like, does, like in Model, whenever there would be somebody, like, making a film or, like, doing any kind of photography, he'd be, like, so fascinated with it. Like, remember, you looked over at me laughing at this one point because he just did, like, a close-up on the lights on the painting. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious because it's, like, him and his photographer's name's John Davies, cameraman. And they'd be like, oh, look, lights. We never use those. We just get whatever's available.
Yeah.
So they're like, look at this. Look at the technology they have and stuff. I thought that was really funny. But there was like one documentary crew that he did a couple different times. And then there was another documentary crew. I think the one filming that bad poet. And then there was like doing that dolly shot with the bearded guy.
And then that girl with the bangs showed up a couple times with her friend that worked at the museum.
I didn't notice her. What was she doing?
She was just like commenting on the paintings. Like she had on a black dress. She had like short bangs.
I don't know. I didn't notice. Oh God, look at this fucking traffic. I wish we could just stay in that movie for another 3 hours.
Oh no. I was thinking the whole time I wish I could be watching this at home.
Oh God. Well, I mean, yeah, that's not the most comfortable theater there. But I thought it was better than the theater yesterday. That theater yesterday, like, those seats were really uncomfortable.
What theater did we go to yesterday?
Whatever that shithole studio movie grill.
Oh, really?
In Richardson. I hate the seats there.
It was free.
Their tables are so shitty, like...
It's hard to get out with
how they slant the drinks and stuff, you know? But anyway, what else did you think about this movie?
Let's see.
Did you have any favorite paintings or artists that you saw?
Well, I recognized a lot of the paintings.
Yeah. Especially at the end, they showed, like, Van Gogh and Cezanne and Degas. Like, some really famous ones.
Yeah, they showed also the painting that the blind people had been feeling.
Oh, my God. That was amazing. That scene with the blind people. Like, at first, I was just laughing because the woman had a juice box.
Yeah.
And also the guy behind her with his hat on and his beard. He was so, like, I look like Van Gogh.
Yeah.
You know? I was laughing at that, but then, like, in the next shot, when the blind people were, like, feeling the contoured painting, it was so touching, you know?
Yeah, like, how could you really feel a painting and know what it looks like?
It was, like, contoured.
I know, but really, how could you
imagine? Well, that's all that they have. That's the same, like, if they feel somebody's face, you know?
Yeah.
It's not that they know what it looks like, it's that they're learning what it feels like, and that's how they distinguish things, is by feel, you know what I mean?
I guess it's the best they've got.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez.
What do you think about that comment?
We're going to watch his disability documentaries when we get home now.
We are?
For you to atone for that. He does one on blindness, deafness. Anyway, it was really touching.
I'm not saying I'm against blindness.
This movie had like a bunch of... Oh, you're not against blindness? It's okay with you? They have your permission to be blind?
I think blindness is sad.
Well, it's not like, yeah, okay. That's a good sense ability.
I'd rather see a painting than thoughts of it.
I was trying to say that I liked how this movie related to his other movies.
Yeah.
One of the interviews that he, like, was filming was this guy talking about when you're... Like, so many things that people were saying about paintings and, like, experiencing paintings and stuff goes for, like, filmmaking and film watching and stuff. And I thought that was really cool. And, like, especially one time the guy is saying how when you have a whole collection of somebody's work, I think he was talking about the Leonardo exhibit. He's saying that you're, like, looking at everything mosaically rather than, like, sequentially or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Chronologically, I guess. And so it's sort of like then you find other things that unify it rather than a chronology that gives you sort of like a narrative to it.
Yeah, when you
like
have
that.
Like the whole collection.
Exactly. And so that's always been the way that like Wiseman like edits his movies is sort of like a mosaic thing.
Yeah.
And the editing in this one, it was interesting. Like the beginning of it, it felt so fast to me. Like he was like doing this really quick rhythmic stuff between all these different shots. And then he started grouping different like painting details, like hands, eyes, like looking at the viewer and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
And that was pretty quick, but I was like, he's cut so fast now. Like, if we would have gone to see this tomorrow, they did, like, they're doing the Skype Q&A with him and stuff.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask him about, here's a wreck up here. This is why we're stopped. I wanted to ask him how, like, digital editing has, like, changed his approach. Because he used to always talk about how physical editing with, like, film, like, made you, like, slow down and do it, like, and think while you're, like, waiting to rewind things and stuff.
Yeah.
So I wonder, like, how he does this instead. How, like, where does he get his time to think when he's working digitally and stuff?
Yeah.
Don't break, you rubber-necking fucking dipshit. Just go. Your stupid fucking Jesus sticker on your goddamn truck. Get off your fucking cell phone, shithead. Anyways, what else can we say about this movie?
National showed a lot of people, like, out in the cold waiting to get in.
Yeah, would you do
and,
that?
And, like, they were all, like, 65 or older.
Well, it's a museum. I mean,
I know.
Like, did you see how bored those kids were when they were there for school and stuff?
Yeah, there weren't very many people who were young. They were all like old people at this museum.
Yeah, I think that goes for most museums, though.
Really?
Well, last time we went to like Fort Worth to the museums, did you see a bunch of old people? I mean,
I didn't notice young people.
Oh, okay. Oh, another great thing about this movie, a couple times he would cut from, like, portraits to, like, shots of people.
Yeah, he did that a lot.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't the entirety of my point.
Sorry.
But he, there was at least one time this woman had this, like, weird headdress thing on.
Yeah.
And it was, like, the composition of the shot of the people looking was, like, as beautiful as the paintings and stuff. And I thought that was really cool.
See the one where he cut to the guy with the like oracle, like that little
thing on his eye. That was a cool, I liked that. I wonder what, like, how he developed that or whatever. You know? Like, yeah. Did he buy that? Did he build that himself?
He probably built it himself.
It was weird looking.
And what did it do? You know, like, was
well,
it like a magnifying?
Yeah, I think it was like a magnifying thing. Like, you would look through like a piece like that, but I guess he doesn't want to hold it up the whole time. He wants to see everything that way. Because what we should describe for the listener. This guy had this, like, customized pair of glasses. One lens was, like, tinted or blinded with blacked out, you know? Or sunglasses?
Sunglasses.
But it might have been all the way blacked out in order for that one piece to work, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then the other lens had this, like, viewfinder telescope type thing sticking out of it and stuff. So I guess he only wants to look at, like, the brushwork and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting, too, how all the students were there, like, sketching things and stuff.
They were good.
I've seen that in other museums. I've seen people do that or whatever. But it's interesting to me that, like, they go to, like, copy works of art rather than, like, go do sketches of, like, nature.
Oh,
or, like,
I thought you meant the ones that were sketching the nude models.
Oh, yeah. That was interesting, too. Some
they
of them were good. There was one that was, like, comically bad.
It's not as bad as mine would be. Mine would be like a blob.
Did you have to do like life drawing? Did you take drawing or
no.
art or anything like that?
I took art like my freshman year of high school, but we just drew like the parking lot outside. We didn't draw like any models.
Yeah. Yeah, I never did like a life drawing class like that. I'd be like skeeved out by it.
I would be terrible. I can't draw cartoons. I can't draw like
yeah. Can we go to Mika Sina?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I should probably get soup because I just had popcorn on.
Okay.
Just for our listening.
Do you want to go somewhere else instead of Mika Sina? Let's do a segment called Deciding Where to Go for Dinner.
Yeah.
Do you want to go there? Do you want to go to Bangkok City?
No, I'm not hungry enough for Bangkok City.
Okay. So, Mi Casino's fine?
Yeah.
Or do you want soup from somewhere else?
That's fine.
Okay. Good segment. What's for dinner?
But we have to do our...
Sing a jingle for what's for dinner.
What's for dinner, Lenny? What's for dinner, Lenny?
Good one. I like it.
Wait,
okay.
We have to do our list.
Yeah, no, I know. I was getting to that, but it's kind of hard. I'm driving.
You should wait until we're stopped.
I'm going at 65 miles an hour. I don't really want to read a list right now.
Don't do it.
I won't, but let's...
Journey is playing at Windstar World Casino.
Oh, that's good.
Carry on my wayward
son. That's not Journey.
I'll be peaceful.
When is another Journey song? Or Kansas, I guess, if you're in that mood.
Journey. That's the only Journey song I know.
That's the only Journey song you know. It's not even a Journey song.
Okay, what songs do they sing?
You have to tell me. You're obviously the Journey fan. I don't like Journey. Or Kansas.
I don't know.
What's another Kansas song?
I don't even know who Kansas is.
Well, you just sang one of their songs.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you imagine that guy's voice?
No. Brian Lenkart.
What's
a
car right call now? What's a... Do a jingle for this segment called Reading Billboards.
Reading billboards is fun. ABC, 1, 2, 3, then you're done. Why don't we talk more about the Wiseman films?
Okay, keep going. What else did you think about?
Well, I thought that...
Were any parts boring to you? Did you dislike anything?
I got bored a lot. I don't
remember. A lot?
Yeah, like I would close my eyes.
Well, but is it boredom or tiredness?
Both.
Okay. Like, what parts do you remember?
Well, the parts that were interesting to me were the restoring parts.
Yeah, that part.
I noticed there were a lot of unattractive people in this film. I don't know if that's because it was London.
Oh my god, come on. Horrible statements. Keep going.
Or if it's just age. That's what happens when you go to a museum.
You get ugly. When you go to a museum, you get ugly.
Yeah.
There was one shot I loved where one of the camera crews interviewing the guy, they did a shot behind of like a guy shooting, and then the guy next to him was like bald with like his ears sticking out, and it made me think of like Frederick Wiseman and John Davey. Like, they're like, hey, that's us, like, we're interviewing
this guy.
Do you remember that shot?
No.
Where it's like the two guys in front and that guy back by the painting and stuff?
No.
Oh, okay. What did you think about all of the like lecture things?
The lectures, I was interested, like, in the life of the lecturer. I'm like, what does this person, like, do when they go home? And, like,
yeah.
I was thinking about stuff like that.
Really?
What they had to say wasn't that interesting.
Oh, okay.
Did you think it was?
And yeah.
They showed shots of the crowd, and, like, twice they showed the crowd, and, like, this same lady was wearing the same sweater in, like, two different lectures.
Oh, my God, you in the sweaters. Is this the bangs woman?
No, this is the lady that had on a... like black and white striped sweater, and she she was in wearing the same sweater in two different lectures, so, and it was two different seasons, so she
had the same sweater. How do you know it was two different seasons?
Because it was two different lecturers and like two different groups of people.
I don't think that means seasons though. That could easily be the same day. She just went to two different lectures.
Oh, okay.
Was it the same lecturer?
No.
If it was the same lecturer who would change clothes,
no, it was
maybe I would go for a bus. Would you ever go to a lecture like that?
Not if I could help it. I really don't like museums.
You don't, do you?
No.
Wow, that's too bad. I loved the part where the guy
was... Why is it too bad?
Because they're great.
What's good about them?
They're really, like, peaceful and relaxing and quiet.
You wouldn't like them. There's crowds everywhere.
Well, I don't like when there's crowds, but, I mean, we've gone and there've been crowds. And I'd rather be in a crowd for a museum than I would a crowd for a bad movie, a fucking church holiday bullshit thing.
Not me.
What other crowds are... You know what I mean?
Like, I'd rather be in a crowd than an amusement park.
What? At an amusement park?
Yeah.
You don't like amusement parks anymore.
I know, but I'd rather be in a crowd there than
a museum. It's inside. Museums are inside. You're protected from disgusting nature with the bugs and the wind and the heat and the awfulness.
Well, at least... Like, sunshine. The Dallas museums are better than the Fort Worth museums.
You think so?
I hate going to the Fort Worth museums because they bring back all these bad memories from
it. Yeah, but that's not the fault of the museum.
I know, but...
You're ascribing things to it and then, like...
I can't help it.
I think you can.
No, I can't.
I haven't been to the Dallas Museum since I was, like, 11, I think.
Well, I have.
You've been there since I was 11?
I've been there in my 30s.
Let's see. What was the other thing that I was going to say? Oh, the part that really blew my mind was when the guy was describing how the paintings were made with, like, light sources on a certain side.
Yeah, the candle blowing out.
They were supposed to be, like, hung that way in the house. Yeah. Like, or, like, if they knew where they were going to put them, they would paint it that way. Like, he was saying that one with the candle was, they knew where they were going to put it, so he painted it that way.
Yeah, he and painted so it, was meant it there. To,
there. And then the other ones, that he was saying that there was museums where they used to, like, document which side the light sources were on so that they could hang them in the right place for when the skylight, when the light comes in during the day.
Yeah.
But now everything's just, like, electrically illuminated, so it just doesn't even matter. And he was saying that, like, nobody even thinks about that when they paint anymore, like, where the natural light sources come from.
I thought that was dumb, though, when, like, someone in that picture was holding a church and they're like, and the lecturer was like, now imagine yourself inside this church that they're holding a model of. You remember
well,
that?
Well, yeah, but she wasn't saying imagine yourself itsy-bitsy inside of the model. She was saying, she
you
was just...
Park right there.
She was saying that, like, if you're inside the church where this would be hung, you would be seeing it in this way that it was intended.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the thought experiment wasn't hinging on the smallness of the model or whatever.
I know. I just thought it was dumb.
Okay. You didn't, you thought it was dumb for her to, like, give the context or whatever?
I thought she could have just said, imagine yourself inside a church, not imagine yourself inside this model.
Well, but she made the good point. She was referencing the model because the model is of that church that it was going to be hung in. And she was showing how there weren't, like, big, giant windows. There'd only been a little bit of light coming in and stuff like that. You guess it's true? It's totally fucking true.
It's totally true. I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right. What's this next segment? Do you have a theme song?
We're doing... best and worst upcoming, the movies that we want to see the most and the movies that we want to see the least in the upcoming season. We're starting with the ones we want to see the least.
The upcoming season? You mean the year 2015?
The year 2015.
Hopefully that's four seasons. Season. We're doing our most dreaded first.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum. Starting most dreaded. 10. Number 10. Go ahead.
Minions.
Ooh, yeah. We're not even going to see most of these movies, I bet. Number 10 for me.
No, we're not going to see any of them.
Well, where you hear my list? I'm good with that too. But
no,
you don't
that's
want to
not true.
What is it about Minions that you don't want to see?
They're like wee wee wah, wee 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 wah.
Have we seen the other movies that they're
no.
from? What are they from anyway?
I think they're their own minion. They're their own thing.
No. They're in some other movies, and now they have a spinoff movie. What is it?
Despicable Me.
Yeah, that's right. We haven't seen those movies.
No.
Okay. Good. So, yeah, they look annoying. We're not going to see that one, right?
No.
Okay, my number 10, Mordecai. Looks horrible,
that looks
right?
Horrible. Johnny Depp.
Like, Johnny Depp's really annoying. Like, it's sad that Johnny Depp became a movie star because, like, he sucks now, you know? He was so great at first. He was, like, one of the best actors ever, you know?
What was he in that was good? Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands, Ed Wood, Dead Man, Benny and June, there's a bunch of great movies that he's in. He's always great in them, too. What's your number 9?
Avengers.
Avengers, Age of Ultron.
Yeah. Is that your number 9, too?
No.
What's your number 9?
My number 9 is a movie called The Wedding Ringer.
No, we're going to see that.
We're not going to see it.
Yes, we are. We are,
it looks
too.
Horrible.
I just went to see a Frederick Wiseman with you that was 3 hours long.
You're welcome. You are welcome.
You'll be welcome when you see The Wedding
Ringer. I
will
drag you kicking and screaming into high culture. Don't stomp on the dashboard. I mean, just take your shoe off if you want to do it.
You'll be welcome when you see
Otherwise,
The Wedding Ringer and laugh.
Oh, please. I'm not going
to
laugh
We're
once.
We're coming to The Wedding Ringer.
We're coming
Promise.
To it?
Promise.
All right. Okay, that's my number 9, Wedding Ringer.
My number 8 is Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, Paul Blart, Mall Cop. That looks terrible. What about it do you hate?
Well, it just looks stupid. I mean...
I kind of like that guy, though,
Kevin James.
Yeah.
He was great. I remember in the Bahamas when everyone laughed at him.
The Zookeeper
trailer? The Zookeeper
trailer.
Yeah. That was great.
I like Zookeeper, too.
Yeah, me too, but, like, this is just the stupidest premise. It's horrible.
Did we see the first one?
No.
I don't think so. I think that came out before we were together, actually. But this looks bad. It's worthless.
Bad? It looks horrible.
Yeah.
It better be
I mean,
your
it
list.
Looks better than Wedding Ringer. I swear
no,
to God.
No, it does not.
Between those two movies,
no,
I would see that before
you've
got to
get on board with Wedding Ringer. No. You're the kind of guy who would understand a wedding ringer.
Do you think that's why I don't like it? It's because I would legitimately need one?
Yeah.
I could get 9 groomsmen. You all have 9 friends.
So I can understand.
That's why you like it? You need a wedding ringer?
I would love a wedding. Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to have a wedding, but like a wedding ringer would be fun.
A hard friend?
I wouldn't want to pay him $20,000.
No, but you'd want to hang out with, what's his name?
Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
For a little while.
Did you just do your number 8?
8, yeah.
Okay, my number 8 is Kevin Hart and Get Hard.
What's that?
That's him and Will Ferrell, where Will Ferrell's gonna go to prison and he has to train him to, like, be
tough in prison. Oh, I just saw Will Ferrell and I thought that would be okay, but no, that looks horrible.
What, wait, Will Ferrell's terrible, though. Like, I mean, Step Brothers was a long time ago. Anchorman is horrible.
Yeah.
Not funny whatsoever.
He's funny on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. In movies, he sucks. I hate him. Like, Step Brothers was great. Yeah. Anchorman, Ricky Bobby is bullshit.
Casa, what's Ricky Bobby?
The race car driver movie.
I didn't see it.
Winter Sleep, or no, what's it called? Winter Passing. He's horrible. I like the one with Emma, what's her face, where she's writing a book about him and he's all weird. And I like Elf, too. Do you like Elf?
No.
Oh, okay. And remember how bad Casa de Mi Padre was?
That's awful.
He's just terrible. So I think Get Hard is going to be really bad. What's your number 7?
I don't know what this is, but I wrote down Home.
Home? Oh, Home is that stupid cartoon where he's like an alien.
That girl that looks like she's like a kid and she's really like in her 20s.
Oh, yeah. You were like, why does she have a car? Yeah, that's a good choice. That looks terrible.
That's a cartoon. It looks bad.
Most cartoons look awful, you know? Are there any good cartoons?
Lego Movie.
Oh, yeah. Lego Movie is great. My number 7 is whatever the next James Bond is called.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, well, the last 2 James Bonds have been fucking horrible.
I would see that.
No, we're not seeing that.
It's not as bad as my number 6.
What is your number 6?
Chappie.
Oh, God. Chappie's my number 5.
Well, you're not on number 5.
I know, but I'm 6. Just saying, we have a coincidence here.
Okay.
What do you dislike about Chappie?
It looks horrible.
What about it?
It's like a robot that, like, she's like, do you know what being a black sheep is? No. It means you're not like everybody else or something. You're not like the rest.
Do you know who she is?
No.
Have you ever heard of this rap group called D. Antwood?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's who she is.
She's D.
I think there's a guy from it, too, or whatever. And anyway, they're from South Africa, like that director. But that director...
in order to get to sleep today, I thought of Chappie.
And it put you to sleep?
Yeah.
Just the idea of it?
Just imagining Chappie, like, walking around.
Good. Yeah, it looks fucking terrible. Even when he pets the dog, I'm like, poor dog, you have to hang out with stupid Chappie. Yeah. He pets a dog, so everyone will be like, oh, how cute.
It's me,
like
Chappie.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb. And the guy who directed it, his other movies are horrible. District 9, which I haven't even seen. I've just seen parts of it. It looks so dumb.
I think I saw that, and I think I hated it.
You hated it. You did. Yeah. You hated it. And then Elysium, do you remember that? With Matt Damon, where he's bald, and he, like, goes
Jenny
to that
Foster?
Planet. Yeah.
That was okay.
You liked that? Oh, it's terrible. And, like, he's just, like, has the stupidest ideas where it's, like, so I thought he's going to teach us all these lessons, right? Well, I can't do a South African accent, but they sound
Australian.
What are
you talking about?
The director of Chappie.
Oh.
He directed these other movies that are shitty. So that's how I know Chappie's
in the movie. I sort of liked Elysium.
Ew, no you didn't. Take it back.
What's your number 6?
Number 6, Little Boy.
That's my number 5.
Good. That's a good one. What makes you not want to see that?
I don't like the little boy.
I hate his face.
I don't like the premise.
I don't like the premise that much either.
It just looks stupid.
Like, his mom is, what's her name, though? Bess McNeil from Breaking the Waves. Emily Watson.
She is?
Yeah, but I still don't want to see it. What's your number 4?
Kingsman.
God, oh, great choice. I'm so sad it's not on my list.
Your mom.
That looks terrible, right?
You should put it on your list.
Okay. I'll put it on instead of...
Replace Best Man
Get Hard.
Ringer.
No, Wedding Ringer is the bullshit.
Wedding Ringer, you just don't like it because I like it.
No, that's not true at all. I like plenty of movies that you like.
Okay, well, replace Wedding Ringer
Stop.
With Kingsman.
Hold your list away. I can read it.
Oh.
I want to be surprised. So tell me about, talk to me about Kingsman. What do you dislike
about
Kingsman?
I don't like the characters except for, what's his name, the King's Speech guy.
Yeah, he's good, but that's not a good character. I mean, just because we like him.
No, it's not a good character. No. I don't like all the gadgets that they have. I
hate the gadgets.
I don't like the other characters.
That Samuel Jackson looks horrible as the bad guy.
I don't like the other, like, kids that are supposed to be Kingsman.
Well, what about the main kid is fucking horrible.
Yeah, he's the worst.
I can't even look at him for the trailer. Like,
yeah, he's annoying.
The way he wears his clothes are all stupid, too, you know?
Yeah.
And then he dresses up like, what's his name at the end or whatever. It just looks fucking terrible. Okay, I've hated it since it first came
out. What are you on?
I'm on number four. It's Inside Out by Pixar. This is that cartoon where it's everybody's thoughts inside their heads, a little panel of judges and stuff like that.
I don't want to see that either.
It looks fucking terrible. It's a stupid... Pixar has become bullshit ever
since...
We're
not going to see that.
Whatever the last...
Even though it's not on my list.
Yeah, but we're not going to see it. But anyway, Pixar sucks ever since, like, I think Up was the last good one. I hate WALL-E. I hated Cars 2, whatever.
I'm replacing Inside Out with my number one.
Hold on. What are you talking about?
Instead of my number one, I'm replacing it with Inside Out.
Inside Out is your number, is your most hated movie, Inside Out?
Well, these aren't really in order.
Oh, well, why did you give them numbers then?
I don't know.
Hold on, don't tell me what it is. You're interrupting me again. Okay. What else was I going to say about Inside Out? Oh, Inside Out. The premise is the same as this stupid sitcom from the 90s called Herman's Head, which was, like, terrible, and it was a dumb idea then. It's a dumb idea now. Pixar sucks ass. That's my number four. Inside Out.
I never heard of Herman's Head.
What's your number three? Or, of
the SpongeBob movie.
Oh, well, that looks good. I'm going to see that. We're going.
Okay.
My number three, what do you not want to like? What do you not like about SpongeBob?
I don't
this
know.
Is
anything
just you don't
about
like
it.
Any cartoons
yeah.
at all?
Oh. But I'll go see it if you think it's good. Is SpongeBob
that's
good?
A pretty easy list to break then.
Is SpongeBob good?
I like SpongeBob.
Okay, we'll go see SpongeBob.
There's
if
a character named
Best,
Patrick.
If we go see Wedding Ringer.
No, never mind. Fuck SpongeBob. My number three is called Trainwreck.
I'm going to go alone to the Wedding
good,
Ringer.
Have fun. Buy,
I'm gonna
buy
find
a friend.
There.
No, you're not. I knew you'd try to say that. Number three is Trainwreck, directed by Judd Apatow.
But all it said on there is that it's not.
What?
It's
complete your sentence.
When I read it, it said synopsis unavailable or whatever.
I don't need a synopsis. I just read the name Judd Apatow, director, and I go, "Fuck you." You know.
Trainwreck sounds great.
What do you mean? The title Trainwreck.
Probably like Unstoppable.
No, it's not like Unstoppable. First of all, it's Judd Apatow. Do you need to know what he's directing?
40.
This is 40. Knocked up. 40-year-old virgin. Three of the most unfunny, painful, bullshit experiences.
Virgin.
Well, it's terrible. Anyway, everything about him is horrible. And the interesting thing about this, though, is that it stars the guy who played Kim Jong-un in The Interview. And whenever The Interview was, like, canceled from theaters... Judd Apatow was, like, all over Twitter going, like, Sony is such a pussy for not putting this movie out or whatever. And it's like, oh, really? It sounds like you fucking casted this guy based on the fact that he was in this movie that you knew was going to get a bunch of fucking attention. So now that it wasn't going to come out, your fucking guy in your movie doesn't have the same attention anymore. And so you're fucking shitting yourself about it or whatever, you know? So anyway, I hope one day Judd Apatow hears this and I go, fuck you, Judd Apatow. You suck. All your movies are shit. What's your number three or two?
My number two is Mordecai.
Yeah, looks terrible. We're not going to go. My number two, Ted 2.
Yeah, we're going to that.
We are not going
we
to that.
We are going to that.
You and your boyfriend from Wedding Ringer can go to that
you're
together.
You're not jealous that we're going?
Not if you guys have shitty taste in movies like that. It's a turnoff.
That's horrible.
I know. I'm just joking. But anyway,
be sad if I went to the
I'd
movies
be,
with someone
I'd,
else.
Yeah, I would hang myself. Ted 2 is going to suck ass.
We
Ted
have
1,
to see Ted.
Ted 1 sucked.
We saw it twice.
You made me go to it twice. You owe me
so
big
you love me less
this.
Now
because
no, you don't. Won't go twice.
But I'm not going to go to the sequel because it's fucking bullshit. And everything I said about Judd Apatow... goes infinitely
is
more for...
Is Wahlberg in it?
Yeah, but I'm talking about the director of it, Seth MacFarlane. He's even worse than Apatow, if you
but
can believe
Ted
it.
Is so cute, and so Mark Wahlberg...
Good! Get a poster of him and look at him!
I like Mark Wahlberg.
He's good, too, but he's not good in that movie. He's wasted.
No, he's not.
Good counter
argument. Oh, I thought you meant he is drunk.
Well, they drink in the movie and stuff and smoke weed, remember?
My number one, which I replaced with Inside Out, is Bourne is Het Still.
What?
It's a foreign movie. I don't know what the real name is.
Well, what is it?
It's about, like, a farmer.
Is this, like, the first thing you read? It's, like, the second movie you listen, and you're like, what? I don't want to see that. That's number one. Number one. Movie I've never heard of, that I've never seen a trailer for, that might not even come out in Dallas, that I know nothing about. It's just foreign, and it just doesn't look good.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, that's a great choice for number one.
I said I replaced it with Inside Out.
Okay, good. Well, you needed to.
But we're going to Ted 2 and The Wedding Ringer.
No. My number one.
How can we not go? I want to go.
Well, you can go. I don't want to go. My number one most dreaded movie is The Avengers, Age of Ultron.
I already had that.
The first Avengers was so... I was going to join you and tell you that it was my number one, but I didn't want to, like, jump to my number one, you know?
Yeah.
But talk about this movie. What do you hate the most about this movie?
What's his name? The guy that's made of tin, that's played by Robert Downey Jr.
Iron Man?
Yeah.
Made of tin? Tin Man?
I hate Iron Man.
But I liked the first Iron Man movie, but I hated the sequels. I hate the first Avengers so much. This trailer looks really bad. I hate the guy who plays Thor. Oh.
I like that guy.
Oh, come on. I have some... Oh, yeah, that's going to bring me to my honorable mentions and stuff. I am cheating again. But anyway, I hate Thor.
Thor's great.
That shot looks stupid where they're all, like, mopey and Mark Ruffalo's, like, in a blanket, like, weeping or whatever. But what does look good about that shot to me is that I think Jeremy Renner dies. And I hate Jeremy Renner. He's, like, cinematic antimatter. So I hope
don't know who he is.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, that's my number one, Avengers, Age of Ultron. We're not going to see it. And the other thing about it is it's going to be like the biggest fucking movie of all time until the next Transformers come out. Because fucking mouth breather retard fucks only stop their video games to go see Avengers and Transformers movies. I hate everybody. I'm so mad today. Okay, do you want to hear about my honorable mentions?
Only if we're going to see Ted 2 in The Wedding Ringer.
Well, you're going to hear about him anyway. So, these are movies that I want to see, but, like, I'm worried about them being not good because their directors cause me concern. I've talked about a couple of these on an older podcast, but one is The Walk with Robert Zemeckis. Like, that story's going to be great, but I kind of hate Zemeckis, but Flight was great. But I wonder if that was great because Denzel's great, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The other one is In the Heart of the Sea by Ron Howard, like the Moby Dick one, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that looks really great, but Ron Howard's always really shitty.
I mean, it looks and okay.
I think Thor is in this one, and I hate Thor. Thor was in Why? That race car cool. movie that he was in. He's not cool at all.
He's not. The race car movie is just a dumb movie.
Yeah, but anyway, he was in that one, too, and I think he's in this one because I think he and Ron Howard are, like, pals now, you know? They're, like, working cool. together and stuff. He's not cool at all.
I saw Thor just because of him.
Oh, please. The next iffy one is called Black Hat, starring Thor, because he's a boar, and... He's in the Vacation remake, and it's going to suck. But also the problem with Black Hat, besides him, he's innocuous enough where that movie could be good in spite of him. But Michael Mann, the director, like was like the greatest for a while. But then like he's made really shitty movies the last few movies that he's made and stuff. So I'm worried about that one. Next on my iffy director's honorable mentions, there's a new Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks movie where it's like a Cold War CIA thing. It sounds pretty good, you know? But I don't know about Spielberg. Like, he's hit or miss, you know? Like, I hated Lincoln, but I loved War Horse. Are you bored? You look so sad.
I want to see Ted 2 and...
They're not out yet. Let's have that conversation when they come out, okay? Hopefully, North Korea destroys America before they can come out.
No. The other why would one you say something is like that?
Crimson Peak.
Why would you say something like that? Take it back.
Crimson
Peak. I don't want that on the record. Take it back.
Crimson Peak.
Take it back. Okay.
Crimson Peak by Guillermo del Toro, who I always want to like that director, but his movies are usually pretty shitty, but Hellboy 2 was pretty good. And
you should have this list of alternates. It's not fair.
I told you about it. You could have made your own.
Oh.
Listen to my notes about this Guillermo del Toro movie.
Okay.
Chastain, Mia W, Breathing House. Tell me that doesn't sound great.
Breathing house?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's a house that breathes.
Oh.
It's going to be great. Terrible. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Okay. You want ready to do your list of 2015s?
Yeah.
I have other honorable mentions that I need to get to, though, but do you want me to get to those later?
My number 10 is Star Wars.
Really? Number 10? Cool. That's great.
In honor of our time that we saw Star Wars at the Palace Theater.
Yeah. And you still have never seen the original, the prequel trilogy, right?
I've seen one of them where he plays in the sand.
Yeah, anyway, don't worry about those. But yeah, cool. That's a great number 10. My number 11, my two that are tied for number 11.
You're such a cheater.
Do you want me to go through my honorable mentions first? I think I should mention them. One of them that's not really on my list, but it's like the David Foster Wallace movie with Jason Segel and Eisenberg.
I have that on my list.
Oh, don't say anything. And then another one I have is 10,000 Saints, where it's like 80s CBGB
stuff. You're putting like all the movies on your list. You can't do that. You're cheating.
Then also is Mississippi Grind, which is like a gambling movie by Fleck and Bowden, who I always like as directors, but sometimes they're iffy. Then there's also going to be new movies, but I don't know when I'll be get to see these because they're like indie movies, you know? So I worry that they won't be in 2015. That's why I didn't put them on my main list. Does that make sense? So there's a new one by Sokurov. It's going to be like this one that we just saw today where it's like in a museum.
Oh, how boring.
Great movie it'll be.
We're not saying that unless we go see Ted.
There's a new Baumbach, new Bujalski, new Swanberg. I want to see
those.
There's
a new Bujalski?
Yeah. And you knew about that. Oh, and yeah. Swanberg. Okay, my two that are tied for number 11 are Project Almanac and Spare Parts. Do you know what those movies are?
I have Project Almanac somewhere on my list, but I forgot what it is. And I don't know what Spare Parts is.
Spare Parts is the one where it's like the Latino teens doing the science fair thing.
Oh, that looks stupid.
It looks great. It's going to be heartwarming. And then Project Almanac is the one where they have to travel back in time to like stop themselves from traveling back in time.
Yeah, I have that.
It looks
on my
great.
List.
It's going to be good. It's a good number 11. My number 10 is Maze Runner 2.
Okay.
Like, I didn't really like Maze Runner, you know?
I did.
But, I mean, it was okay, but it was sort of disappointing. But the part at the end where they, like, got out and stuff, it, like, really was like, oh, this will be great. So I think Maze Runner 2 will be
good. I thought everything except the end was good.
So you don't want to see Maze Runner 2?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. What's your number 9?
The Walk.
Yeah, The Walk is going to be great.
I need to see the documentary.
Wire. Yeah. Do you want to see it before you see The Walk, or do you want to see it afterwards?
Before.
But then you'll know what the story is.
Oh, well, then I'll see it afterwards.
Can you guess what the story is?
He walks between the two buildings on a wire.
Yeah, so I don't think it would hurt to see the documentary then.
Was that much of a story? Doesn't everyone know that?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay.
It's on the back of the box.
My number 9 is Furious 7. It's going to be great. Like, the last Fast and Furious was really shitty. Like, I hated it so much. Remember, like, he, like, jumps through the air and tackles her and lands and stuff? Like, it was retarded. But this one has Jason Statham as the bad guy instead of that Luke Evans loser. Although I kind of like him after The Last Hobbit. But also, the Fast and Furious movies, like, all the even-numbered ones are always really shitty. And all of the odd-numbered ones are really great. Like, 5 was great. The Japan one was great.
I think that's just a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence at all. It's just a mathematical definite. Also, they parachute their cars out of a plane in the trailer.
Don't spoil it for me.
You've seen the trailer. Oh. You've seen me giggling at it.
I have?
Yes. You rolled your eyes.
I don't remember.
Okay, what's your number 8?
My number 8 is Regression. I think that's with Ethan Hawke.
Yeah. No. Wait. Regression?
Yeah.
With Ethan Hawke?
I think so.
I know what you're talking about. But I can't remember what it's about. I thought you were talking about the one that we just saw the trailer for this one.
No, that one looks bad.
Okay. Yeah, Regression. I can't remember who else is in that or who directed it, but I remember
someone else good is in it too.
I remember Ethan Hawke being in like a good one or whatever.
What's your next one?
What number was that?
8.
My number 8 is Straight Outta Compton.
What's that?
It's this biopic about NWA.
Oh. My number 7 is Entourage.
Yeah, I want to see Entourage. That looks good, but it's nowhere on my list. My number 7, what is it about Entourage that you want to see?
Or like the TV show.
Yeah, it's a fun TV show, right?
Yeah.
What did you like about the trailer for Entourage?
I like seeing Ari again.
Uh-huh.
I like seeing those kids again.
Uh-huh.
just reminded me of the TV show.
Yeah, cool. I liked how they were like from the makers of Aquaman and Madean, you know, like the fake movies from the TV show. Yeah, they do that. It was funny. All right, my number seven is called Masterminds, and it's directed by Jared Hess, who did Napoleon Dynamite. And I think he has another movie coming out called Don Verdeen about religious relics, a hoax. So I'm sneaking in another movie on my list right now. But anyway, Masterminds has Owen Wilson and Kristen Wiig, and it's like about a heist or something. It looks good.
Oh.
I mean, it sounds good. I don't even know.
My number six is Pitch Perfect 2.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be fun. I love whenever that trailer comes on, you get excited. My number six is called Ricky and the Flash, directed by Denzel collaborator Jonathan Demme.
I don't know what that is.
It's apparently stars Meryl Streep as an aging rock star who's trying to reconnect with her estranged kids. Doesn't that sound good?
I don't remember reading about that.
Doesn't that sound good, though?
Yeah.
What's your number?
My number five, I don't remember what this is. It's called Maps to the Stars.
We already saw that. That's the one where Julianne Moore is, like, the actor, and she gets Mia W. as her assistant.
Oh, that was good.
That was good, right?
Yeah, well.
But it's coming out in theaters. We'll go see it again instead of Ted 2 or
Then let me go on to my number four.
Okay.
End of the Tour.
Oh, yeah, cool. So that looks good to you, right? Doesn't that sound good? But you tried to read that book and you couldn't.
What book?
Remember the book the guy wrote about
driving around? Yeah, it was a horrible book.
Yeah, that's what it's based on. Do you think it'll be bad because of that?
No, I think they'll...
I think it'll be a better movie than a book. Yeah, exactly. So, okay, my number five is called Carol. It's by Todd Haynes, director of Safe. He's a great director.
Is that the one with Julianne Moore?
Yeah. Remember that movie? Safe?
No, is Carol the one with Julianne Moore?
I don't think she's in that. You're thinking of Maps to the Stars again.
Oh.
You gotta let go of Maps to the Stars.
No, there's another one where she's, like, dying of Alzheimer's.
I think you need to keep a spreadsheet. Oh, I know what you're talking about. That's not this one, though.
Oh.
My number four is Jupiter Ascending.
No, that looks bad.
Looked great. It looked better when they had, like, the other trailer. It's the Wachowskis, who I think are geniuses, even though most of their movies suck. The first Matrix was still great, so I think that this will be great, too.
Number three is Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Yay, great one. I want to see that, too. But it's not on my list. My number three is called Midnight Special. It's by Jeff Nichols, director of Take Shelter. It stars Michael Shannon of Take Shelter. And it's about a father and son with special powers on the run. Doesn't that sound great?
No.
Also, Jeff Nichols directed Mud. Did you like that movie?
Yeah.
I think maybe one of the kids from Mud will be in this too.
I don't remember the
kids. I think Michael Shannon should have been in Mud instead of Matthew McConaughey.
No, Matthew McConaughey was good.
Well, he's good, but Michael Shannon could have been great.
Matthew Shannon seems...
Michael Shannon?
Mark. I'm hungry. God, this is such torture. Okay. Number two, I don't remember this movie, but it's called Project Omine.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you, the time travel one.
Oh, okay.
You just wrote these down in the list that you read them, the order you read them, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure. My number one.
No, wait. I haven't done my number two.
Okay.
You just really want to get out of here, don't you? It's called Pasolini, and it stars the greatest actor of all time. Who?
James Gandolfini.
No. Why would I think... Who's the big greatest actor of all time?
You think it's Willem Dafoe.
That's right. He plays Italian provocateur director... Pier Paolo Pasolini.
I don't remember what this is.
You're not even listening to me.
My number one is Digging for Fire.
That's the new Swanberg movie.
Oh, okay.
My number one is called Star Wars.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Sorry that you hated that so much.
I'm just really hungry.
You were so excited about it.
I was excited, but you should have waited until after we ate.
I'm sorry. You want to re-record it after we eat?
Maybe.
Okay. Let's, in case we don't, let's sing the song.
Every night at the movie.
Oh, wait, we already sang the song.
Yeah, we already did.
How do you want to go out then?
Goodbye. Happy New Year.